In Egypt, it was the voices and determination of thousands of ordinary citizens that toppled the Mubarak regime. Not just men and young boys, but women as well.
I came to protest and sit in and to stay here until something changes. I didn't come to give a hand. I came to protest and sit in and to do everything. I feel that the real Egypt is present here. When I came here, I felt that I truly loved Egypt.
That's a protester speaking to Reuters. These women who chanted and marched in Tahrir Square now expect constitutional protections, equal rights, and women in parliament. That's what they were fighting for, and that's what they're willing to keep fighting for. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 8th. John Hockenberry's out this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. Today is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. It was discrimination that brought more than a million women onto the streets for rallies across Europe 100 years ago today. And this hour, we're going to take a look at the role of women in new democracies in the Middle East. And we're going to start our headlines also with stories that affect women this morning. A report ordered by Congress finds the U.S. military is too white and too male, at the top anyway. Only 16% of senior officers are women. Only 13% are black or Latino. Retired Air Force General Lester Lyles says the military needs to more closely reflect the nation's diversity.
We're not trying to make a one-for-one balance, but increase the opportunities for women and minorities to serve even at the most senior ranks.
The report calls for lifting the ban on women in combat because lack of combat experience often hurts women trying to move up in the ranks. A woman in Boston has become the first American to receive a 3D mammogram. Doctors hope the new technology will more accurately detect breast cancer. And there's a call for a million women march in Egypt this morning to campaign for more women in the new government. We're going to have more on that story later on this hour. President Obama has reversed course, approving the resumption of military trials for Guantanamo Bay detainees. That decision is not going over well with human rights groups. Mozambique was held at Guantanamo for 2 years before being released without charge.
10 years have gone by since the beginning of Guantanamo. The world has recognized that it was wrong, and still we have that place open and running for business.
There are currently 172 detainees at Guantanamo. In Libya this morning, forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi have launched a new round of airstrikes against the opposition in the east. The international community is now under pressure to enforce a no-fly zone over Libya. Britain and France are drafting a resolution, which will be debated by NATO later this week. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the administration is also looking at arming Libyan rebels, but that, too, needs some study.
I think that it would be premature to send a bunch of weapons to a post office box in eastern Libya. We need to not get ahead of ourselves.
This morning, witnesses say Gaddafi's forces have recaptured Zawiya. That's a city just 30 miles west of Tripoli. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is visiting U.S. troops on the front lines in Afghanistan this morning. He says the U.S. doesn't want to stay there forever, but will consider what the Afghan people need.
We have no interest in permanent bases. But if the Afghans want us here, we are certainly prepared to contemplate that.
Gates says the U.S. is well positioned for troop reductions this summer. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 12,090, the S&P at 1,310, and the Nasdaq will open at 2,745. Well, as we said, in a few minutes, we're going to talk more about the Obama administration's changing policy on the trials at Gitmo. Throughout this hour, though, we'll have a special look at International Women's Day, specifically the state of women in countries that are going through incredible political change. These are sometimes women who helped bring that change about and are expecting that change to be reflected in their governments. We want you to join the conversation for women throughout the world, wherever they are. What's the number one issue that women face today, you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. The number one issue for women today.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.